If the Alderman would please take their seats, we can get started. This is Monday evening, May the 23rd, and we are reconvening as a committee of the whole to continue our discussions on the FY 2012 budget. The first item that I would like to take up this evening is there is a memo that is dated May the 12th, 2011 from the Mayor's office. We have already taken care of items 1, 2, and 3. This was the memo that came to us suggesting certain actions be taken with regard to the parking meter receipts. That's the first item. So this is the letter that I'm referring to. Again, we have already voted and resolved the first three items that were presented to us. This is, again, where we reduced a reserve account as opposed to the initial recommendation that came from the mayor. So the next two items that we need to vote on is number 4, which says that upon review, the transfer to general fund from the sewer enterprise fund exceeds the amount of revenue anticipated in the general fund. Therefore, I request that this amount be used to establish a budget reserve account in the sewer enterprise fund by making the following adjustment. And then it references two accounts. One account is to be reduced by $71,069, and there is the establishment of a new account, which is the current year budget reserve in the amount of $71,069. So, I mean, this is truly a housekeeping item. Are there any questions on it?
Yes.
Yes, we do have to vote on it. Okay. Are there any questions? Motion has been made by Alderman Yates and seconded by Alderman Ciccone. All those in favor, please say aye. Opposed? Okay, that motion passes unanimously. And then number 5, likewise, the transfer to general fund from water enterprise fund exceeds the amount of revenue anticipated in the general fund. Therefore, I request that this amount be used to establish a budget reserve account in the water enterprise fund by making the following adjustment. And we are reducing an account and transferring to the general fund by $7,790, and then we are establishing a current year budget reserve in the amount of $7,790. Again, this is in the water enterprise fund. Are there any questions on that? Okay, seeing none, it's motion is made by Alderman Merrill and seconded by Alderman Yates. All those in favor, please say aye. Opposed? Okay, that motion passes unanimously. Yes.
I see two letters on our desk. One is dated the 13th and seems to revise the first two items on the May 12th letter. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, remember, on the May 12th letter, which is what I was just reading from, that was the evening that Alderman Schnipper raised the point that, you know, why should we be reducing, you know, the street lighting electricity account and the collection of recyclables. She was uncomfortable with that. The suggestion was made to the administration that they should fully fund those line items and then in turn reduce the snow a reserve account. The mayor's office agreed to that and came back the following day with that May 13th letter. We already voted those changes.
Okay.
Yes, we voted those changes and we voted to fully fund those line items. As soon as that came back from the mayor, we took that action. So that's already been taken care of. And that's a, and by the way, that change and any other change is reflected in the board order that is in front of you tonight. Okay. All right, the next item of business, the only department that we have yet to vote on is the school budget. The school budget has been submitted and it's been recommended by Programs and Services at $171,620,000. Are there any questions or suggestions? We received responses back from all of the mayors, all of the resolutions that we have submitted to the mayor. So, Alderman Sangiolo.
The document that's dated May 23rd, the CIP stuff, are we going to take that school CIP up separately, or is this just for informational purposes?
That's for informational purposes.
Because I just had a question on it. So you want me to ask it later? Or
no, it's all... Well, the CIP... Why don't we take it up when we do the CIP, right? Which is what, because we will vote. We will vote later on. We need to. We're going to be voting on the CIP, the water and sewer rates, and then ultimately the full budget. And we can either vote them all at once, or we can do it separately, whichever the desire of the board. So we can discuss the CIP. We're going to definitely discuss the CIP. There'll be an opportunity to discuss the CIP. So we'll just bring it up then. Are there any other questions on the school budget? All right, seeing none, can I have a motion? Motion is made by Alderman Ciccone and seconded by Alderman Fuller. All right, so the motion is to approve the budget as submitted, which is $171,620,000. Why don't we do this with a show of hands. All those that are in favor of the budget, please raise your hand. All right, let me do it this way. Those that are opposed, why don't you raise your hand. So we have Alderman Alderman Hesmahan, Alderman Harney, Alderman Albright, Alderman Johnson, and Alderman Sangiolo. Okay. Are there any abstentions? Alderman Linsky is abstaining. All right, David, you have that? All right, so the motion passes. Okay, we have gone through all of the budgets, all of the department budgets. The next thing that I would ask that you draw your attention to is the actual board order for the FY 2012. It's docket item 129-11. And I think it would make sense to take a moment to walk through this. So we will be, I will be asking for a vote on the FY 2012 budget, which obviously includes the general fund, which is broken down off over the first two pages, which also includes then the community preservation fund, and then the sewer utility fund, the stormwater management fund, the water utility fund, other special revenue funds, okay, which is on page 4 and carries over to page 5. These are a lot of your revolving funds. Right. Goes all halfway down page 6. When then we're in the state and federal grants. And then the accompanying appropriation schedule, which will bring us to a total budget, including the enterprise funds and revolving funds, the bottom line figure being $351,225,056. Is that what you have, Mr. Comptroller? All right, 351-225-056, which you'll find at the bottom of page 9. Okay, yes, Alderman Yates.
Note to my puzzlement on page 6 that under the grants, the Hamilton Community Center Improvement Grant has no figure next to it. Did we get that so long ago that we expended it, or?
Once it's authorized, it doesn't have to be authorized. Once a grant's authorized, expenditure's authorized, it doesn't have to be reauthorized. So that grant, you've already taken all the action you need to take on it. These are new grants.
Okay, so that line could be omitted and it wouldn't really hurt anything.
It could.
It could hurt something?
It couldn't be omitted.
Oh, it could be, yeah.
But it's also not hurting anything by being there. Are there any other questions? All right, may I have a motion? There'll be, yes.
In the revolving account for school transportation, do the parking fees go in there too?
What page do you want?
Page 6. All the fees go into revolving accounts, right? No?
Just fees and charges that have been specifically authorized. As a rule of thumb, all revenues belong to the general fund unless they're earmarked to another fund by either a state or federal grant agreement, a trust agreement, or an action of the mayor and the Board of Aldermen to create something like a trust fund or a gift fund. So what we have listed in the revolving fund and gift and grants section of the appropriation order are just those that are going to be restricted and are going to go into separate funds.
So the account that says school transportation, $650,000, that's the school bus fees?
That is.
But not the parking fees?
There should be a separate.
High school parking? $75,000
for
high school parking?
That's all
they're assuming that they're going to collect?
That's all they're authorized, requesting authorization to spend.
Okay.
Alderman Albright.
So, David, I have a question for you about the off-leash. I know that we had a gift of $50,000, but it says $75,000 in the revolving fund as well. So, is that?
Okay, the gift has already been authorized in the current year for expenditure because it actually came in. That's the $50,000 gift.
Right.
So that's already taken care of. This $75,000 is kind of a placeholder in the event that there were additional gifts that were made in the current year.
Okay.
Same thing with the revolving fund. These are just estimates of what could be spent. Of course, it has to come in before it can be spent.
So does the the medallion sale go in that revolving fund right there?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
Alderman Danberg?
Yes, a quick question for David. David, on page 6, sewer rate relief grant also has no amount. Was that grant authorized, and if so, what was the amount, and to what account was that credited?
That's a state grant that Newton used to receive but no longer receives. This template that we used for the preparation of the budget board order includes all the things that we might possibly have, and that's why there are some lines that have no requests because there just aren't grants this year. There might be in future years, though.
Okay, thank you.
Alderman Sangiolo, if you have a question. Okay. I thought you did. Alderman Yates? Oh, she was scratching her head. All right.
Could the comptroller describe what the funding source for school nursing at $174,000 is? Bottom of page 6.
That's a state grant that Newton's received for several years now that augments what we spend in the general fund operating budget on school health services. I think the actual name of the grant is Enhance School Health Services.
So it's from like the State Department of Public Health?
It is.
Thank you.
Alderman Santoro.
Now I have a question. The Car Center Activities Revolving Account, is that where the rental fees are going into? What's funding that?
That, the...
Page five.
The rental income is a general fund receipt. These are charges that I believe the Parks Department imposes on top of the rental agreements for not regular and recurring, but occasional use of the building. In other words, if you have a permanent lease, that lease income goes to the general fund. If you want to rent a room for an evening, for a month.
Oh, so like Newton Open Studios, when they need to use it, they rent out, and then that would go into the
revolving
account.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Are there any other questions? All right. May I have a motion then to approve the budget motions approved by Alderman Shapiro, seconded by Alderman Danberg. Comments? People can obviously offer up comments in committee of the whole, or they can offer up comments when the president convenes us as in a regular session of the Board of Aldermen, in which we'll be voting again. Any comments? All right. Seeing none, all those, let's try this with a voice vote. All those that are in favor, please say aye. Opposed? I hear one in opposition. One opposition abstaining. One. Two. Okay. So two people are abstaining and there is one in opposition. All set, David? Okay. All right. Why don't we, while we're in committee of the whole, if you have a question on the CIP, why don't we take care of that now in this more informal structure?
The only question I had was on page three because there were no numbers attached to the years as opposed to the other ones. It's just sort of the five-year proposed with, They're on top. I was looking down the side.
Okay. So you're all set?
I'm all set.
Okay. Well, no further action is needed at this time on this item because we already voted the CIP. Okay. Well, I think that takes care of all the business that is necessary in the committee of the whole. David, is there anything I'm missing? Okay. So at this time, I would ask for a motion to adjourn the committee of the whole so I can turn this over to the president. Motion is made and seconded. All those in favor, please say aye. Okay. Then we are adjourned the committee of the whole. Thank you.
Ask my colleagues to please take their seats. At this time, I'd like to recognize Alderman Ciccone to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you, everyone. This is a scheduled special meeting of the Newton Board of Aldermen for a Monday, May 23rd. We have just adjourned from Committee of the Whole, and we will now, we have three items that we will take up in our special meeting. Four items. Oh, sorry, I apologize. The item that the Finance Committee took up earlier tonight as well. At this time, what I will do is I will recognize the Chairman of Finance, Alderman Gentile, to report out the items that we have on the docket for this evening. I would ask for a suspension of the rules so that he could report out items without any formal reports. Motion has been made and seconded to suspend the rules. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. I will now recognize the Chairman of Finance. Alderman Gentile, I'm in consultation with the clerk. Trying to find my agenda. Bear with me one second. In consultation with the clerk, I think we may want to take up item 129-11, parens 2. His Honor the Mayor submitting a recommended FY12 water and sewer rates for implementation on July 1, 2011, because if those do pass, those are part of the budget and the main docket item. So we may want to report that item out first. And we'll take up separate votes on each one.
Actually, the first item I'd like to report out, again, without a written report, is... And I don't know if I have the docket item in front of me that we just took up earlier this evening. Does anybody have that?
143.11.
Docket item 143.11. Thank you. His Honor the Mayor requesting authorization to appropriate and expend the sum of $97,805 from free cash for the purpose of funding costs associated with tree emergencies through June 30th, 2011. Programs and services, have you reported this out? I don't think you have, so maybe programs and services will also need to report it out. But these monies, the monies have been spent, so we need to get these bills paid. So I would suggest that since programs and services is voted in and finance, that we report it out this evening. So earlier this evening, finance met to discuss the item, and the item was approved in committee by a vote of 5-0. These were tree emergencies that occurred from January the 1st on, and then as some of you were aware, there was an issue up in the Hinton Park that needed some quick action that was taken care of, which also led to this request. Commissioner DeRubis was in earlier this evening to explain it, and the committee voted 5-0 in order to approve the money. So I would move that report first and turn it over to Alderman Sangiolo.
Thank you. The Programs and Services Committee approved this item on May 18th by a vote of 6-0 with Alderman Rice not voting.
Okay. Thank you very much. We have both committees have reported that out. Can we try this on a voice vote? All those in favor of item number 143-11 will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The item is now passed. We still are under suspension of the rules, so I will again recognize the Chairman of Finance, Alderman Gentile.
All right, so we will take... three separate votes then is I guess the plan, which
yes,
so we'll be so since we're taking three separate votes, I'll report out the CIP, the water and sewer rates, and then we'll report out the full budget.
Right.
Is that all right?
Yep.
All right, so docket item 311-10, this is His Honor the Mayor submitting the FY12, FY16 capital improvement program totaling $174,246,135 pursuant to Section 5-3 of the Newton City Charter. This item was approved unanimously by a voice vote, so that would be the first report that I would make, Mr. President.
Okay. Item 311-10, which was voted unanimously in Committee of the Whole. Is there any discussion on this item? Seeing none, should we have roll call votes on these, Mr. Clerk? Okay. I'm going to ask the clerk to call the roll on item 311-10, which is the Honorable the Mayor submitting the FY12, the FY16 capital improvement program totaling $174,246,135 pursuant to Section 5-3 of the Newton City Charter and the FY11 supplemental capital budget, which require Board of Aldermen approval to finance new capital projects over the next several years. I'll turn it over to the clerk.
Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Baker. Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman.
Aye.
Alderman Friedman.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill.
Aye.
Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo.
Aye.
Alderman Schnipper.
Aye.
Alderman Shapiro.
Aye.
Alderman Swiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 24 yeas.
Okay, the item passes unanimously. Next, I will recognize the Chairman of Finance to take up, I believe, Mr. Chairman, 129-11, parens 2.
That is correct. 129-11, parens 2. These are the water and sewer rates as recommended by the mayor. The water and sewer rate increase is recommended to be 7.4%. In Committee of the Whole, there was substantive discussion, and ultimately there was a motion to increase the proposed increase from 7.4% to 9.1%. That motion failed by a vote of 9 in favor, 12 against, with 3 absent. Ultimately, the original recommendation was moved, and the item was approved as submitted by the mayor by a vote of 21 in favor with 3 absent. And I would move the report.
Okay. The item has been moved by the Chairman of Finance, item 129-11, parens 2. Is there any discussion on the item? Seeing none, I would ask the clerk to call the roll on item 129-11, parens 2, His Honor the Mayor submitting recommended FY 2012 water and sewer rates for implementation on July 1, 2011.
Oh. Mr. President, I just want to point out, Alderman Fuller has pointed out, the increase is 7.7, not 7.4.
Okay.
Thank you.
Everyone clear on that? And at home, the increase is 7.7%. Seeing no one else, I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Alderman Baker.
Aye.
Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman.
Aye.
Alderman Friedman.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill.
Aye.
Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo. Alderman Schnipper.
Aye.
Alderman Shapiro.
Aye.
Alderman Swiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 24 yeas.
24-0, 129-11, parens 2 passes unanimously. The last item we have this evening is item 129-11, and I'll recognize the Chairman of Finance.
Uh, 129-11 is His Honor the Mayor submitting, in accordance with Section 5-1 of the City of Newton Charter, the FY12 Municipal School Operating Budget, passage of which shall be concurrent with the FY12 to FY16 Capital Improvement Program, which we have already voted. First, what I'd like to do is I want to just because I'll forget if I don't say it now. I just want to thank everybody for their cooperation in terms of the meeting schedule. In particular, I know that with people's busy schedules, getting you here early in the evening is not always the easiest thing to do, but I think that people were extremely cooperative in getting here on time and sticking around and obviously did their homework, and there was some passionate discussion, and I appreciate your help and all of that. So I want you to know that that's important. Otherwise, you know, we can't get this work done. So the budget, the effective date of the budget being submitted to us was on April the 20th. Different committees, led by the chairs, obviously, met with the department heads and reviewed each and every budget. Ultimately, the respective committees of those departments made recommendations. When all of that work was done, we convened on four separate occasions in committee of the whole to review the recommendations that came from the different committees and on the different departments as they were submitted. Ultimately, earlier this evening in the committee of the whole, the board voted to fund the general fund, community preservation fund, and the enterprise fund and revolving accounts. And there was a motion that was made to approve a budget of $351,225,056. That vote, Mr. Olson, was 21 in favor with one person in opposition and two people abstaining, I believe. Okay?
Correct.
All right, so that was the vote, and I will move the report.
Okay. Item 129-11 is honor the mayor submitting in accordance with Section 5-1 of the City of Newton Charter the FY12 Municipal and School Operating Budget, passage of which shall be concurrent with the FY12 to FY16 Capital Improvement Program, which we voted earlier this evening. Is there any discussion on the item? Alderman Hesmahan.
Thank you, Mr. President. First, I want to thank the Chairman of Finance. I know how hard he worked on this and what a difficult job it is. It's sort of like herding cats. So I do greatly appreciate all of his hard work and his preparation for these meetings. I rise to explain why it is that for the first time in 8 years, I find myself reluctantly and regrettably voting against a budget. I think you all know my reasons for not supporting the school budget, so I'm not going to belabor those points. Very briefly, I think we have a social compact in the society and in this community where even if you are not necessarily a parent or not a parent at this point, you support the public schools because that's the right thing to do. And in this particular instance, I feel like there's inadequate support for the public schools in this budget. If for no other reason, I thought that a lot of what I took away from some of the meetings we had prior to the presentation of the budget was that the pain would be shared on the city and the school sides, and in many ways it was, and I'm not casting aspersions on the city side of the budget. I don't really want anyone else to get laid off on the city side any more than I want teachers and aides and librarians to get laid off on the school side. But what I found very difficult, among other things, was the fact that the parents of school children who represent less than a fifth of the community are being asked to shoulder the burden of $1.1 million in additional and increased fees. That's a lot of money. It went from maximum of $1,000 per household to $1,800 per household. If you've got kids who are active in sports, you already know what I'm talking about. If you've got kids now that are active in drama and various other pursuits, extracurricular pursuits, who want to better themselves, who want to take advantage of all that the Newton schools have to offer, you're now on the hook for another possibly $800. That's an 80% increase. And for a lot of families, and I represent a lot of families who are in foreclosure right now. So I see what they're going through, and I see how painful it is for them to have to shoulder a couple hundred extra a month to get on a payment plan so that the bank doesn't take their house away. Can you imagine what it's going to be for them to have an extra $800 if they've got a couple of kids, maybe three, who are active in sports and drama and so forth? We don't see that on the city side. There's no concurrent fee that's being raised on the city side to help defray the costs of running the city side of the government. And I think that's a shame. I think that is a breach of the social compact that we have in this community. So as I said, it was with tremendous reluctance and regret that I'm going to vote against this budget for the very first time in my entire career as an alderman here in the city of Newton. I'm not casting aspersions on my colleagues in local government. I don't want anyone to take that away. What I do want you to take away, though, is that we are losing something very precious, and I'm concerned, greatly concerned, about the quality of education in this city and the commitment to the quality of education in this city. We should have the best schools in the state, best schools in the country, and right now we don't even have as good schools as we had last year. So, with great pain and reluctance, I'm going to vote against this budget.
Thank you, Alderman Espenhan. Alderman Albright.
I'm going to vote for the budget, but the reason why I abstained in the Committee of the Whole and also voted against the school committee budget is that, you know, I was looking back at the CAG report last week or the week before, and broadly speaking, the CAG asked us to get a control over costs. And then it asks us to explore other ways to get to bring in revenue. And I think that the mayor has done a good job at looking at controlling costs. He's held the line on the city and held the line on the schools. But next year, what I want the mayor to do is pay attention to some of the other things that the CAG asked us to do, and that is to bring us together and have the conversation as a community about what are our goals and objectives, what are our priorities, and what are the things that we value the most, and then look at the revenue side and see ways to bring in revenue to support those things. Because I think that's the other half of the picture, and it's an important half. I know we had town hall meetings, but it seems that those town hall meetings, people were given choices among, here's six bad choices, choose the one that's least bad. And so what I'm hoping that we can do next year is, you know, think, talk together, maybe through town hall forums, whatever they are, about what are our priorities, what do we value, how do we keep Newton being Newton, and then look at the revenue side and figure out for the school construction, for the schools, even for the city side services, how do we keep Newton what it used to be by looking at that half as well.
Thank you, Alderman Albright. Alderman Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. In deference to the time, I'm not going to repeat what Alderman Hessenhan said, but I find myself in a very similar position where I will be voting against the budget, not only for the schools, but you all may know that I didn't vote in favor of the human resources budget. I didn't vote in favor of the IT budget. I think we really need to look at the departments that are our infrastructure. We are a city of people. We are a service business. And if we don't take care of our people and take care of our technology, it's really going to be hard to deliver what we need to deliver. So having said that, I will be voting against this budget this evening.
Thank you, Alderman Johnson. Is there anyone else willing? Alderman Sangiolo and then Alderman Schnipper.
I was the only one who voted against the budget in Committee of the Whole, and I'm going to vote against it again now in the full board. I mean, this is not, unlike Ted Espenhan, this is not my first budget that I'm voting against, so it shouldn't come as any surprise. One thing that I was reviewing recently, and that's the letter that the mayor included in the front of our budget book with his submission of the budget. He said that the budget is once again balanced and reflects our continued progress towards putting Newton's fiscal house in order. As Alderman Albright said, I think he's done a tremendous job in trying to really control costs. But he also goes on to say, it does so while very much reflecting Newton's values as a community and our commitment to public safety and education. He's done a great job at committing with his commitment to public safety and not reducing any staff to the our public safety officers. And I would not want him to go there. As Alderman Hesmahan said, we don't want to trade one side for the other. But I don't think he's done a great job in terms of with this budget in terms of reflecting our values and our commitment to public education. The town hall meetings that I went to, folks were telling him that they wanted to preserve the program, that they would be willing to take fees. And I applaud the school committee, even though I don't appreciate the fees, that at least it seemed that they listened. They were doing what they could to try to preserve the breadth of programs, but it wasn't enough. And we didn't do that on the city side. And while I appreciate the work that the school committee and the superintendent and the staff did to put together this budget, it just really doesn't reflect the kind of excellence that I believe that Newton students deserve. So I'm going to vote against the budget.
Thank you, Alderman Sancho. Alderman Schnipper.
This is budget number 18, and I will vote for it because I believe that come July 1, we need to be able to pay our employees, and some of you might remember I said this a couple of years ago, and therefore it is important that the budget be passed. That does not mean, however, that I am in support of many of the things that are in this budget. Several of you have spoken quite eloquently about the increase in fees that parents are going to be paying. I just want everyone to be on record of realizing that we are asking parents to pay $3 million in fees. It's a 1.1 increase. But it's on top of a 1.9 that has been existing for the last couple of years. In the last couple of years, that prevented the loss of program. Even with this increase, we are not preventing the loss of program. As you look at the list that did come from the superintendent and you see the kinds of class sizes, the kinds of loss of options, our telephones are going to be ringing off the hook because when the children enter in September and parents realize what has really happened, they are going to be very distressed, as well we should be, because we cannot for the first time say that what we're providing is excellent. So I think it's important that we look at it. I agree with my colleagues. There is a call in this community to look at revenues so that we can attempt to maintain our program. As much as I believe we need to look at our infrastructure, I was very caught, and I was one of the few people probably who was undecided until the vote was actually called. I decided not to vote for the increase in water sewer rates because it doesn't start to do the work of repairing. All it did was look at the study. And we've got to be able to find a way to do that and then come up with a mechanism to pay for the repair. And we've got to find a way to put the money back into the schools. I will say it's fast to cut program. Unfortunately, it takes years to build it back up. So even with an infusion of money, you're not going to see all the program return the following year. I will support the budget, because I think that's an important thing to do. Balancing the budget, that's the state law. That's not something anybody takes credit for. We have to do that. It is the law. Okay, it's not a major achievement. Different priorities were set in this budget. Some of us spoke against some of them. Some of us would have liked to have shifted some of them. These are the priorities, and this is the budget that has been passed. I hope to not disappear on December 31st. I hope to remain active in issues that are of great interest to me and have been for my entire life. I hope to continue working with many of you, although clearly not sitting in this seat. I wish all of us well in what is coming ahead, and I remind us that Newton is very special. I will tell you, I first became aware of Newton in 1961 as a senior in high school, reading in the Times. Newton High School was rated the best in the country. And as someone who was in that, I was saying, what could be so special? What could be so special? I went to another nationally recognized high school, Forest Hills High School in New York City. Its claim to fame was probably the start of the U.S. Open was held in Forest Hills. Nonetheless, okay, it was an outstanding school, but clearly very different. When I moved here 37 years ago and my children started to go to the Newton Public Schools, I was amazed at some of the things that were being offered. And I have said that I had hoped that I could protect for my grandchildren that which my own children were able to have. They've moved to Brookline, what can I say? But I hope for everybody's grandchildren, not just for mine, and for those of you who still have children in the schools, that we can get back what we're losing this year and get back what we've lost over the last couple of years. We've got to look at doing things differently. We need more revenue. That's the only way that that's going to happen, and I will participate in any way that I can. But I will vote for this budget with a heavy heart.
Thank you, Alderman Schnipper. Next, we have Alderman Lappin.
I'm going to vote for this budget. As people have said, they're not thrilled with everything in it. We never are thrilled with everything in the budget. But I want to make sure the administration takes from this budget process the messages that I have heard at most of these meetings and that I think a lot of us share. And I think everybody agrees that we need to develop a long-term vision for this city and what we want it to be. I think we need to invest in the infrastructure, and I know we've started that with the assessment of buildings and the resolution recently to look at our water and sewer infrastructure. In addition to the vision and the infrastructure, I think it's really important to continue to feed the reserves, not deplete them. And I hope this is what the administration gets out of this budget process. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, I have Alderman Harney and Alderman Baker.
Thank you, Mr. President. 2 weeks from tomorrow night, my third and final child graduates from Newton North High School. Each of my children has had an absolutely phenomenal educational experience here in Newton. They've succeeded far beyond my dreams, and they've done fabulously well. And I want my neighbors, my friends who have children in the schools right now to be able to experience the same successes and the same experience that my children have had. I feel extremely lucky that they have had a public school education in the city of Newton. I'm just going to associate my comments with those of Alderman Schnipper, although I'm going to vote the other way from her. Alderman Sanjolo and Alderman Hess-Mahan, I think we need to do better, and we need to think about this seriously down the road. After talking with many of my neighbors the last few weeks at neighborhood events, sporting events. I have really come to understand how much they are all going to be affected by the cuts in this budget. So I can't support it, and I've voted against the budget in the past, I think 8 years ago maybe. One of the reasons why I voted against it was the school budget, but at that time it was because I thought the administration was somewhat bloated, and I thought that the we needed to, you know, do a better job controlling the costs and the expenses of running the school system. So I voted against it that time because I thought the resources were going to the wrong place. But this time, I just can't support this. So I'll have to vote against the entire budget. Thanks.
Thank you, Alderman Harney. Sir, Alderman Baker, then Alderman Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to associate myself with the remarks of Alderman Schnipper. We really have no choice because we have to have the city operational on July 1st, and we need 13 affirmative votes from 24 of us in order to pass the budget. I think that the challenge that Alderman Esmahan raised at the very beginning, though, is important to keep in mind and follows up a little on what Alderman Lappin indicated. And that is that there is a community conversation that we have not been as successful in undertaking as we would like. We've looked at the budget, and the mayor's office has looked at it as trying to put together a very difficult problem of solving too little for too many things to do. But ultimately, I think we have to engage in a conversation with the community about what kind of community we want and what it's going to take to get there. Because we are making a decision every year about the kind of community we will get as opposed to the one we want. And if we can't do better in terms of the conversation with our constituents, ourselves, and most of all, importantly, I think the executive department, because the mayor has to take the lead here in order to make that case for why we need to spend what we need to spend and why it's important to all the citizens of the city to do the things we do. So I will support the budget, and I thank my comments for their I thank my colleagues for their thoughtful commentary.
Thank you, Alderman Baker. Next I have Alderman Fuller.
I too rise to associate myself with the comments of Alderman Schnipper. Despite the fact that I found this a frustrating process and a frustrating outcome, and I have the sense that I share with many in the room that we actually need to start tomorrow on next year's budget, I don't see any magic bullets in my crystal ball that are going to change the discussion for a year from now. The economy continues to remain weak, and I don't see any new sources of revenue really coming into the city soon or in large amounts. I would also like to add that it's clear that it's still the illusion of a balanced budget. We are seriously underfunding everything from roads to trees to elementary school buildings to retiree health care to reserves and the operating budgets, as painfully clear this year with the school budget that it's underfunded. It's a little more hidden, I think, in the city budget, but I think that's equally true. I would second all the comments made by Alderman Lappin and Albright and Baker, and I know Alderman Lennon actually feels the same way about the need for a clearer set of priorities and a shared set of priorities as we move forward in the year ahead. And that's one of the hardest parts about doing this budget for me. It's trying to ferret out what those priorities are. It's very easy to get lost in the trees, and I had trouble seeing the forest in many ways. I'd only add a couple more things. I think that the year ahead we need additional management investment in actually changing the economics of the city by increasing productivity. I think looking much more in depth at outsourcing and consolidations and regionalization and automation is going to be critical if we're going to be having a different discussion a year from now. And really thinking through how we feel about the role of substituting user fees for tax-based revenues, could be pay-as-you-throw, there are other choices, or additional debt. We're climbing up to the 6% range. How do we feel about going to 7%? Or tax overrides, whether general or debt exclusion, what role do they play? And lastly, if we don't go the revenue route, that does mean that we're probably going to have to acknowledge that we're reducing the scope or scale or quality of services. And which ones are those? And let's be clear about it and understand the ramifications. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Fuller. Next, I have Alderman Crossley, then Alderman Fishman.
Thank you. I will also be supporting the budget tonight, as well with some regret, but not with much surprise. I want to say that I think overall my feeling at the end of these budget discussions is one of pride, because I really appreciate the conversations we've had in this room and in committees before that. I think that although many of us are unhappy with a lot of the outcomes in both the school and the city side budget and what we perceive to be an imbalance on as to how we're sharing the burden, I think we asked a lot of important questions here. I think we had a lot of important conversations that we sent over to the mayor's office, and the comments tonight too are quite insightful. We asked for raising revenue by using fees. I won't belabor the descriptions again. We asked for numerous strategic plans on a variety of subjects. This year, the response to those questions and to the mayor's office, I think, they were met with a lot of success from our point of view. I thank my colleagues for sending forward unanimously a request for a strategic plan to implement a water and sewer overhaul. But it's a little easier to commit to doing the planning, although I appreciate the commitment, than it may be to bite the bullet and actually implement those plans. And I remember Chairman Gentile saying that we can, for example, one example, raise the sewer rates or water and sewer rates anytime we see fit. So I'm just hoping that when those plans come back to this honorable board, that as painful as it will be, because the investment will be even tougher by the time we get to making it, that we will be ready to do that. Finally, I too am discouraged by the kinds of fees that we're imposing on school children's families. And when those parents call us, which I agree with Alderman Schnipper, they will most certainly be doing, because I think a lot of folks are not watching. A lot of folks are not prepared yet for what's coming forward. That we be sure to tell them that there are options for them, and that the school committee and the school department, I hope very much, will be organizing an outreach program to students to make sure that kids are not dropping through the cracks, because I think that's going to be a nearly impossible feat given what's coming to families. So I will be supporting this budget. I want to thank everyone for this interesting and in-depth discussion. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Alderman Crossley. Alderman Fishman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, will be supporting the budget. And I think, you know, every year I learn a lot from the dialogue, not only with my colleagues, but with other departments. I think this year the focus has been on the schools, the cuts. Some of them, I sponsored a motion on one item because I felt strongly, but certainly there were issues with a lot of the cuts. And They were very difficult at times to understand in the short time that we have. I think one of the things that came out of the discussion this year, and I think you, Mr. President, and you, Alderman Lappin, Vice Chairman, Vice President, I think we're very helpful in getting the school department and the school committee to identify issues early on to us. We've had some good briefings, and I think what this budget dialogue has shown me anyway is that those dialogues need to happen more regularly, and we need to be part of those dialogues. People in the community are very concerned about school overcrowding. At a neighborhood meeting attended by five of my colleagues last night on an item that's coming in front of community preservation, everyone was talking about that item, but more than anything they were talking about the overcrowding of Countryside, the inadequacy of the existing classroom situation, and what's going to become of the future. I think that is an example of what people are thinking and what we need to do to identify opportunities within schools to provide the needed funds and in some cases cut fees that are exorbitant or that aren't working out. I think as the school department goes through this year with more fees, I would hope they would perhaps adjust some of the fees. We actually passed one fee, an additional fee on sewer cleanout, up to $225, which reflected the actual costs, as we were told. I got a call from a constituent tonight who said it doesn't take 2.5 hours for Public Works to provide that service. It took 45 minutes, and yet that was the information. So I think as we go through this, as we learn what real costs are, we should pass those on to the citizens. I think on infrastructure in general, we're all frustrated with inadequate allotments, inadequate funds. The Globe, as they invariably do, they pick on some community in their second page to identify what roads are in bad shape. So this morning's road was on Route 16. The mayor's community liaison responded that you know, it's not on the schedule for really some time for a major reconstruction, although some of the immediate stuff was being done. And to me, that's an indication of several of our infrastructure roadways throughout the city. So, you know, I'm going to support this for reasons that others have said. Certainly it's important to have the budget in place by July 1st of every year. But we need to be more creative. We need an administration that's out there trying to max out our opportunities both at the state and federal level. And we need an administration that's out there that will be watching out for our schools. And I think if we do all those things, hopefully next year's budget will be easier. And it might be as difficult in terms of money available, but I think we'll have a better appreciation of where we're going and hopefully earlier in the year, not just at the budget period. Thank you.
Thanks, Alderman Fishman. Is there anyone else that would like to speak? Alderman Freeman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, colleagues. Thank you, Chairman Gentile, for I think what's been a very effective and efficient process this year. Frankly, as it was last year, and I'd like to pick up on the comments of my colleagues Alderman Crossley, Alderman Fuller, Alderman Fishman. I, too, support this budget, and I'll be voting in favor. And from a process standpoint, this was a pretty easy budget for us to deal with because the power of the Board of Aldermen is largely to be able to prevent the mayor from excessive spending. And that hasn't been the issue before us this year or last. But it's not an easy budget in terms of what it really lays out for the future of our city. And as you all know, and I hope people at home increasingly realize, we have a number of long-term financing problems. And we made some important, although modest, gains at creating some new reserve funds, setting aside allocations for certain future expenses that we're now more explicitly recognizing in our budget. But we remain woefully underfunded in our capital, both the ordinary capital of the city, the capital in our utilities fund and water and sewer that led to our debate on what the rates would be, and the underfunding, frankly, in the infrastructure, including in our schools. So we have made progress. This is a good year. We've done some good things in some bad economic times, and I think we should take some genuine pride in that. But let's not kid ourselves that we've got some much, much bigger issues to tackle going forward, and that's going to occupy this body's resources as well as the administration, I think, for the next generation to get out of a hole of tens of millions of dollars of annual underfunding in the so-called structural deficit. So I vote for this. Good work, but let's not forget where we are and what remains to be done. There's a lot of work before us. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Friedman. Alderman Shapiro.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, am going to be voting for this budget, not because I'm thrilled with it, but because I believe we don't have 24 mayors. We have one. And the board has done a great job influencing the executive branch. In fact, you know, in a year and a half or so, give or take, on this board, this has been a real educational process to see how dedicated people really are. Don't always agree, and that's fine. That's part of the process, but you know, there's 23 other people on this board that are just as passionate about the various things as I am, and frankly, it's been it's been a wonderful experience so far. And as we move forward, I think one of the things that people don't understand is how lucky we are to have somebody like David Olson, Maureen Lemieux, and the staff that that makes all of this happen. You know, I always kind of thought it happened magically, little elves in a corner or something. And it's the staff that makes this happening and gives this board the ability to discuss all of these things and do it in a cohesive manner. The budget itself, I actually think the mayor did a reasonably decent job with a miserable situation. We don't have enough revenue to do everything that we've done over the years. You know, back in the mid-60s when I was in elementary school in this city, it did seem like we were doing things a little bit better from what I can remember. Maybe my parents just mentioned that or something. But, you know, I think the quality of education has deteriorated to some degree. But one of the interesting things that I've noticed is that in the city of Newton, we tend to fight or argue or discuss things in terms of degrees of excellence. And I don't think we have dropped out of the category of excellent. I think some of the cuts that have been made in the school side are not good. They should be restored or reworked or something, but I don't think we're dropping out of the category of excellence. And I think when we talk about this with the general public and people are asking us, you know, what is this a miserable budget? Well, yeah, it's not so great, but, you know, have we stepped down from being the level of excellence generally? No, we really haven't. I mean, we're still offering our kids in this city a phenomenally good educational experience. And no, it's not everything that we want to offer, but you know what? The economy isn't everything we all want to offer. And Alderman Hess Mahan and his business practice is dealing with people that are potentially losing their homes. I don't know if any of them are in Newton, but perhaps a few of them are. And I think we need to keep that in mind when we start dipping into the automatic override conversation. And when we start thinking about voting against a budget like this, basically by voting against it, we're saying we don't have everything we want. And there's almost an implication that the only way we can get what we want is to automatically go out and pitch an override. I just don't buy that part. There are fee waivers for some of the things that are happening at the school. You know, are we going to have to do a debt exclusion at some point? Probably. But yeah, we need to invest in the infrastructure. I think we're doing that. You know, I had a couple of people email me and say, you should vote against this budget because the schools aren't getting enough money. neither is the sewer side, neither is the water, neither is the infrastructure, neither are the, everything. Nothing's getting what it should have. So I guess the lesson that maybe we need to pay a little bit of attention to is even in the city of Newton, you can't have everything you want at all times. We did make some choices, and some people on this board made some choices about where the investment dollars in the city of Newton were going to go. And the choice was a 200 and something million dollar high school, which is in itself a level of excellence.
Alderman Shapiro, you're going to need more time.
30 seconds, please.
All those in favor of 30 additional seconds will say aye. Opposed? Go ahead.
Thanks. So I'm going to vote for this budget because I think the mayor did a reasonable job in balancing it. I'm not going to vote for it with the highest possible level of pride because I do think we've cut out some important things, but I do think that this entire board and the executive branch has just done a phenomenal job with it as well as could be expected.
Thank you, Alderman Shapiro. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on item 129-11? Alderman Blazer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm just going to say a few words because I think what I've heard from everybody else tonight has basically covered all the paths of why they're voting for the budget and why they're not, and they all have good ideas and good reasons why they're doing what they're doing. I feel, frankly, a total frustration with the situation that not only the city is in, but the state is in and the country is in. And I don't think it's going to get better anytime soon. So my feeling about this, and I think about this a lot, is that somehow we have got to figure out how to change what we're doing, how to be more creative, and how to put together a budget in a city where we know that we're way short of funding, mostly in my opinion because the state has no money. The federal government has a lot of money, but it's going in completely bad places, in the wrong places, in my opinion. And the states have no money, and the city is running out of money. So unless nationally things change a lot, I think we're going to be stuck in this situation as our other cities and towns and states. And unfortunately, given what I hear coming from both Republican and Democratic parties on the national level, I don't think things are going to change a lot. So my thought is, my final thought is that we have a lot of brain power here, a lot of experience here. A lot of the aldermen have been here a long time. Some of us, like me, haven't been here too long, but I think we need to really get our heads together and do some really serious thinking about where the city's going, and we don't have a whole lot of time, I think, to do this in. And I hope when we get into this place next year, some of us come up with some pretty good ideas because we're going to need them. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Blazer. That's for the third time. Is there anyone else who wants this? Alderman Danberg.
I wasn't going to speak tonight, but I guess I will. And I'll make it short. I really thank all of my colleagues for all the comments that they've made because I think they pretty much said everything that I would have said and everything that needs to be said. This is another year in which we can clearly see that, unfortunately, you can't run a city on 2.5% plus the development that comes from an already essentially developed city. What we need to do is to make the very best use of the assets that we have, the Needham streets, for example. We need to do our very best to try and gain more revenue because, yes, you can cut, and we will continue to cut, and we will continue to regionalize and to consolidate, but we cannot squeeze the money that we need out of the 2.5% plus kitchen redevelopments. We need to do some serious thought on how we're going to increase our revenues. We want to do
two things. We want to increase those revenues, and we want to maintain the quality of life as we know it in this city and as we love it. And I think that it can be done. We've made great strides toward conversation in that direction, and we need to continue that in this year and the years to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Danberg. Is there anyone else that would like Alderman Salvucci?
Everybody's getting nervous because I'm getting up to speed. I do this once in a while. And I've been here a long time. This is my 24th budget. When I first came here, we didn't have these problems with money. We had plenty of dough, reserve, pockets of money all over the place. Never had to worry about a thing. And the school department, if I'm correct at that point in time, had fiscal autonomy, they called it. Imagine if they had it today. Oh, where would we be if they had fiscal autonomy today? Maybe we'd be in better shape. I don't know. Maybe they'd use their heads and not go crazy like they used to. But the fact of the matter is, we need more dough. Where's it going to come from? I heard a lot of people mention things tonight, and good things. But I didn't hear one solution to the problem. Maybe we should have a casino in Newton. That'd be a good idea. You know, shoot a little crap now and then. Make some money that way. Why not? That'd be a good idea. But really, we don't have any solutions to these problems unless the federal government opens up and the state opens up, and then we might get some pennies fall down on us. But this school department has taken an awful beating. You know, I was fortunate. My 6 kids went through the school department, got a good education. I'm willing to pay my share now. Thank God I'm not paying any fees for school, but if I had to, I would. What else can you do? Somebody's got to tell me where the money's going to come from. And if you mention the word override, I'd want you to come up to Dunkin' Donuts some Saturday morning and sit with the boys up there and just say the word override. You'll be flying through a glass window. Believe me, I tried to tell these guys, we don't, you know, they want. So we don't have it. We just don't have it. But nobody's giving me the solution. I think the mayor tried his best, made some cuts, some pretty tough cuts. And the school department, again, is taking an awful beating. I agree with my colleague, Senator Snippet. Made some beautiful statements. The money isn't there. If it isn't there, we can't spend it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Alderman Salvucci. Alderman Linsky.
Thank you, Mr. President. I guess the budget debate isn't over until Alderman Salvucci sings or something like that, so maybe it has. I would just, as I listen to the discussion with people talking about the need to do things differently, with an eye toward revenues, with an eye towards the economy of the city, I just invite people that that's in part why we have a long-range planning committee, I think, is to have those discussions. Alderman Albright asked a few nights ago about having, you know, picking up from the CAG and having that, and I just invite everyone for the rest of the year, because our focus has been really on the economics of the city, and I think it's budget time that becomes very clear. Anyway, thank you, Mr. President, and I will be voting in favor of the budget.
Thank you, Alderman Linsky. I'm not going to say it, because every time I say it, someone wants to speak. So does anyone else want to speak on item 129-11? Okay. Seeing none, I'm going to ask the clerk to please call the roll. His Honor the Mayor is submitting in accordance with Section 5-1 of the City of Newton Charter, the FY12 Municipal School Operating Budget, passage of which shall be concurrent with the FY12-FY16 Capital Improvement Program.
Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Baker.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman.
Aye.
Alderman Friedman.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
No.
Alderman Hess-Mahan.
No.
Alderman Johnson.
No.
Alderman Lappin.
Yes.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Bell.
Aye.
Alderman Bryant.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Sangiolo.
Aye.
Alderman Schnipper.
Aye. Hero.
Aye. Alderman Swiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 20 yeas and 4 nays.
20-4, the budget carries. Before we have a couple more announcements, I'd like to recognize the Chairman of Finance.
Thank you, Mr. President. Before I offer a motion to reconsider, I want to thank David Olson and his so ever capable staff for all the work that they have done during this entire budget process. The amount of work that they do in such a timely way really helps to make the budget process flow, and I appreciate all of his work, and again, all the fine folks downstairs that do a lot of the work behind the scenes. And then secondly, I think he may have left. Oh, there he is. I want to also thank David Wilkinson, who does such a tremendous job throughout the year, but particularly during the budget. I'm sure my predecessor would say the same thing. He makes my job so much easier, and I am extremely grateful to him and the work that he does and the help that he provides. I don't think I've ever asked him a question where he didn't immediately have the answer, as you so often see. And when you can just push the mic over, when you have a question that you're not 100% sure on the answer, it just makes life a lot easier. And I truly appreciate David and the work that he does. So having said that, at this time, what has been our past practice in order to wrap up our budget deliberations, I am going to move that we reconsider the item, and I would ask for a second on that.
Motion made and seconded to reconsider the budget so that we could not have it reconsidered 24 hours from now and have to deliberate it all over again so we could take this up this evening. And the motion has been made and seconded for reconsideration. All those in favor of reconsidering the budget will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It does not. Either way, I apologize. Seeing Alderman Gentile had said past practice, and there's a lot of people that have been in this room, we have moved for a reconsideration of the budget. If reconsideration passed, it would be back before us and we could take another vote right now so we could have it done. I'm going to say that reconsideration failed so that we did have the motion made and the budget process is now completed. So reconsideration did fail. Okay. Yes, Alderman Sangiolo. I'm going to make a couple of announcements first, and then what I'm first going to do is I'm going to recognize Alderman Rice, who wanted to make mention of the Relay for Life fundraiser that took place over the weekend.
I'd like to thank everyone who donated from the Board of Aldermen, and I also like to acknowledge all the...
Alderman Rice. Mr. Tarosi, Maureen, David, and Bob, could you guys stick around for 1 second, please? Thank you. Go ahead, Alderman Rice.
I'd like to also acknowledge all the board members who participated in the all-night Relay for Life for the American Cancer Society. Alderman Haney, Alderman Linsky, Alderman Swiston, Alderman Lennon, Alderman Sangiolo. And I'd like to also acknowledge my co-chair, Alderman Sangiolo, in this. At 4 o'clock in the morning, I got to go to 40 Field and see her walking around in her pajamas. So hopefully I don't see that happen again until next Relay for Life.
Can I have any video of that? No video?
No video. We're looking for images later. So we're still taking donations, but this year's Newton Relay for Life raised nearly $40,000. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alderman Rice, and Alderman Sangiolo for heading that up and everyone that participated. I did want to take 2 seconds just to say I appreciate Alderman Gentile for the second year in a row stealing all my thunder, but that's no problem. What I would like to say is I am awfully proud of this Board of Aldermen. I know this was a difficult budget that people really deliberated over and spent a lot of time on, but I'm really very pleased and very proud of the process that we undertook, and I want to thank you all for all the hard work.
especially the chairs, to see them commit to the schedule that we put forward, and you kept to it. You kept people on track, and I do really appreciate that. But it literally is everybody that's in this room. Seeing that we weren't televised this evening, I can really say that it was everybody in this room that put forward their best effort. And I would like to also thank Maureen and Bob, especially from the mayor's office, who have been here with us every night. David Wilkinson, who has also been here. Dave Tarosi did have to be here every night because of the water sewer, right? So thank you, Dave. And I also do want to say the media has been just as big a part of what we've done. They've been here every night. They've also let the public know when we were going to meet, so we appreciate your help. And finally, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Dick and Mildred, who are here every single night that we're here as we wrap up our budget season, so I'd like to thank them as well. But we could not, as Alderman Gentile stated, and I do appreciate him shepherding this process through Committee of the Whole, all of you, especially him, have made my life much easier in being your president. But I do also want to take a second to thank David Olson and his staff for the amount of time and energy and effort and just work that goes into what they do on a daily basis, especially during the budget. Believe me, I would have had meetings every night to get it done much earlier, but we have to space it out because they do need to get caught up on their work, not only on the budget, but with everything else we do. So I think we owe them a round of applause as well. Lastly, we do have a working partner in the mayor's office, and in that spirit, we will be having a budget debrief this evening at the West Street Tavern, and you're all welcome to join us so we can start, as Alderman Fuller said, we can start talking about the FY13 budget. So is there anything else before the board this evening? I know I'm probably forgetting something, but I'll make up for it in my weekly. Is there anyone else that I could recognize?
Breakfast.
The mayor's prayer breakfast is actually Wednesday morning. Wednesday morning at 7:30 at BC. Seeing no other business before the board, I will recognize Alderman Ciccone.
Motion to adjourn, Mr. President.
There's a motion to adjourn. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. The meeting is adjourned at 8:35.